Welcome to another episode of Damage Check. Let's get started. Check your source for everything Vanguard related, bringing them spoilers, other things, and more spoilers. I am joined with the Indomitable, the Doombringer, the Eternal Bringer, the Allbringer Griffin.
I wish I was playing Hearthstone.
And, of course, the Twitch God himself, the Venezuelan Cenk.
Now I'm coming to you every Monday.
So, let's get out of the way. So, first things first, go ahead and follow Jorge on Absolution Jorge. That will be his channel.
It will be in the description.
He will be streaming every Monday, sometime after Damage Check. The day Damage Check comes out, he'll usually be streaming that night for a few hours. And he'll be playing CFA. So if you want to take your challenges to him, or just give him a list, he'll build it, and he'll probably lose.
I'll build it. No matter how awful it is, I'll build it.
Please don't say that, Jorge.
He did a terrible Liz.
No. You have to see the Spike Bros that Parker gave me. It was awful. But I did it, and it got destroyed. I wanted to be the Carolina Panthers. You know who I was? The Tennessee Titans.
Weep womp. You got danced on. You got so danced on. So,
disrespect.
Let's get started. As we always do, spoilers. There's not a lot to actually go over in spoilers. But we'll cover some of them. So let's go ahead and talk about Death Star Vader Quintessence Dragon.
This card was good. I like this card.
I hate this card because it's
stride, discard stuff. Counterblast 1, Soul Blast 1. When this unit is placed on Vanguard, if you have a heart card with infinite in its card name, you may pay the cost. If you do, choose a rear guard from your opponent's front row and back row and lock them. Then if the number of cards in your damage zone is 4 or more, the locked cards with this effect cannot be unlocked until his or her next end phase.
Jorge, can I get a first stride?
Thank you.
So, I hate this card.
We all Panthers fans, so that's why we're using a lot of football kind of sounding effects. I like this stride.
I hate this stride.
Why do you hate this stride?
It's so good.
Exactly. Here's the issue. You can't break right on a stride. No, you can't.
No, you can do that.
No, you can't. Unless you have to go infinite stride. Now you have no
chance. Okay, no. Here's the issue. Here's the issue. Have to be the stride. How are you going to get infinite steel dragons if you don't have infinite steel dragons?
Oh, no, you don't.
You cry.
Wait, didn't infinite steel dragon get a cross rank, or am I just imagining?
You're just imagining things.
That was just a dream.
That was just CBD.
So,
it might as well have been CBD, but Link Joker never ever got a cross rank at all.
Well, they didn't need it.
Anyway, the point is, it is actually impossible to get infinite steel dragons because they only come in one trial deck.
That is ancient.
That's ancient and out of print, and you need to buy 4 of them.
Well, this is from Fire's Collection, so that's kind of to be expected, though. Fire's Collection cards are based on
Sanctuary Garments, arguably harder to get.
Arguably, but it's still the same issue.
I mean, we're going to be talking about Beast Deity Stride here in a minute.
But that's easier to get.
Yeah, because there's more different versions of it.
And it's a box, not a trial deck.
Yeah.
So people open more.
Yeah.
But still, it's the same issue as Sandguard, actually. Oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah, we'll talk to this guy. But all in all, the card is good.
The card is fantastic.
We just don't like that it's another situation where you can expect the price of Infinite Zeros to take a little spike up, climbing up the ladder.
Hey, you know, Stellar Magus has went up 100%.
Let's go! Did they really?
Bottom for 4, now 11.
So, next card of the day. Earth Elemental...
I hate this card.
Dogas.
For other reasons.
Dogas.
Cray Elementals are coming for you.
Cray Elemental coming for your heart. If we had sideboard, they'd all be Cray Elementals.
Oh, yeah.
So, continuous, rearguard. The cost of all units' Legion abilities becomes choose 4 grade 2 or greater from the drop zone and put them in your deck in any order.
Okay.
So
guys
can't Legion zeros at once.
Guys, this is the cost. The cost. It does not modify when you get Legion. Or where or whatever. It's only the cost. I had so many people ask the question of, does this mean I can Legion before my opponent is grade 3? No! You can't!
You can't.
You can't. Run over. But, yeah. A lot of people don't know how to read.
Yeah.
This card matters on read. Your opponent cannot put back grade 0s and 1s for Legion. That's it.
Okay, but cannot. That's a lot worse of a word to have in your card text.
I can't what? What does this say? Why can't I do things? This is Vanguard! I thought I could do whatever I wanted!
So, next. So, I mean, I think we got covered that card pretty well.
Yeah.
You like it, but it'll never see play just because it's a great elemental.
You're attacking Vanguard? What's wrong with you?
It's not that, it's that. Why would you cut over it? Like,
Exactly. There's no room.
Yeah.
The machines are already, you know, the decks are already pretty airtight. So, next. Magical Coleco. We might have talked about this card already,
yes.
But I want to talk about it again. Did we talk about this card already?
I don't think so.
The Painful Choice of Vanguard? Wait, have we not done the Mega Spoilers yet?
No, we've done the Mega Spoilers.
Okay, I'm like...
So,
Yeah, wait, we did the Semilunar?
Yeah, it just... As we're talking today, it hasn't gone up yet, but it has been filmed.
Okay.
So,
I'm surprised you didn't do the Magical Coleco when you did that.
Yeah, me neither. Just to cover it again, because we love this card. Magical Coleco, Generation Break 1, Oracle. This ability is only active when you have 5 or more cards in hand.
Oh, boy.
Put this card in your soul... choose a card from your hand, discard it. Search your deck for up to 3 cards, reveal them. Your opponent chooses up to 2 among them, and...
Treasure them.
Choose up to 2. Your opponent puts the chosen cards into your drop zone, put the rest in your hand.
It's a painful choice. Yeah, it's basically a 1-for-1. You
show your opponent 3 times.
You only need one.
I really need one.
You only need one to win. It's an okay card.
Shocker, the other one was in my hand the whole time.
It's super interesting, like, the choices. Sadly, it's not better than the insanity that we call Semilunar Magus. Semilunar Magus is so monumentally stupid.
I told you there was going to be a broken start, and Magus was at least going to be okay.
And yeah, you were not wrong. It's freaking broken the way it is. Draw 2 cards for free?
That's exactly what I said it was going to be.
Like,
alright, well, they're giving Mega support. Here comes the
Promise. There's a new witch. There's a new witch for OTT that's also in the Fighters Collection. It's 11k. When this unit is placed on Vanguard Rearguard, you might CP1. You can only activate this if you have 1 card or less in soul. If you have a witch Vanguard. And if you CP1, if you do, draw 2 on this card 1.
So it's another Coco.
It's another Coco.
It's a Coco you can play on the Rearguard.
Yes.
It's pretty good.
It's okay. Fine. Yeah,
pretty good.
Except Coco just CB2 and trash you 2 cards, this trash you 2 and this card 1. It's if you want to make Coco, this is your Mecha Vanguard. Except kind of Fusano is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
rather Fusano.
I'm gonna let Jorge go on a soapbox about that Coco stuff or OTT stuff.
That stuff's dead.
No, OTT stuff. And then but really quick, Jorge.
Yes.
Give us the skill for the CBD stride.
Oh, you knew it was coming. You knew. And they tried to pick you out with the Metatron play, but no.
CB1, Persona Flip. Your opponent, if you have a heart with
Chaos. Which now we have 2 great things with Chaos in their name.
Your opponent chooses a card from his or her... You choose a rearguard spot that's open. Your opponent chooses a card from his or her hand and calls it a slug face down. Then, if you have another 2 or more G units flipped up, you lock something in the background. That's it.
I like that.
It's okay.
I like that.
It's okay.
I like it.
It's okay.
I like it.
I mean, it does offer some counterplay to that don't play dudes from Lead Joker, but at the same time...
I mean, if they do play dudes, you just open the first stride, the dudes are gonna still be locked.
Well, if you open...
You break right stride, lock 2 more dudes, lock a dude, do Gladius, win game! There you go, done. No, I'm kidding.
It doesn't work.
It's all done.
I mean... Yes and no, because if they see you in infinite, they will not swarm the board.
Right.
And if you're break riding, then you know Chaos Universing, that's okay, I guess. So it opens some counterplay, basically. And the recent list did not use that, I think.
What, Chaos Universe?
No, the Infinite Zero Strikes are not in Japan. Never mind. Yeah, it did. Yeah, a list of Link Joker 1, VGC, basically 1K. He got 2nd. It lost to, of all things,
Turbo. But that leads us off. We've talked to, if there's any big spoilers we missed, please let us know. I'm still trying to get all of it, because we talked about a lot of spoilers when we did,
The last week?
When we did last week and when we did Extra Life.
Yeah.
We talked about a bunch of spoilers that people want us to talk about. So,
my
spoiler list that we haven't done yet is
that is completely out in Japan. It's trash, but we'll talk about that later.
I will say this here and now. I do not like the Beast Deity Stride. The Beast Deity Catastrophe. Ethics Buster Catastrophe.
Yeah.
I was not impressed.
Yeah.
No.
It's basically, I think...
Extreme?
It's extreme.
It's all the Nova Grappler subclans trying to crawl out of the mud together, but they keep pushing each other back in.
Exactly, because it's if you check a grade 1 Beast Deity or higher, you can stand a 2.
Yeah.
And it gets 3k, I think?
Something like that. I don't remember.
The worst thing in the whole world, but...
It's not bad, but it requires you to mix...
By the way, here's a funny fact. You can use the Infinite Stride in English only with Dead Army Cosmolord.
Oh, really?
It has Infinite's name. Infinite Corrosion Dead Army Cosmolord.
Wait, doesn't that one got a Lord in its name? Lord in its name, though?
So?
The Stride?
Yeah.
Stride! Get rid of it!
So?
But yeah, like I said, it stands something, I think it gives it 3k if I remember right.
It's not.
Me and Brax were talking about, like, mixing Beast Deities with, like, Extreme Battler stuff. But we already agreed that you need Cool Hank, and you need Sedanza.
Then why just not play straight up Steel
Battlers? And this one, why not just play Extreme Battlers? Because now your grade 3s have to be Ethics Busters.
I mean, if you're mixing...
Or not Ethics Busters, it have to be... it could be like Azura Dragon and... Illuminal, because why the hell not? No, I'm kidding. But like,
I mean, at that point, why don't you mix it with Ashura Kaiser? It looks better. Whatever.
Wait, are we playing 4 different subclans now? That's a great deck.
So, but as Jorge was saying, let's go on to the next topic of damage check for the day. VGCS. Now, this is Japan's 1K tournaments, which I wish we had that. That'd be cool. I'd like to win $1,000, maybe.
Keep dreaming.
That'd be nice. Anyways... Japan's top 3 were Turbo at first,
lol,
CBD, or as I like to call it, NewBD,
CBD,
second, and Ripples, I believe, got third. So, Ripples we have already talked about.
I hate that deck.
They're beastly.
I hate that
deck. And they stay in grade 2.
It's coming.
I hate that deck so much.
The Storm, she's a ruin.
That deck is so degenerate.
I'll take my 3.
Odysseus is the most degenerate card I've seen in my life.
Whee!
I don't know, Sword Maiden like that word.
No. Odysseus is more beastly than Sword
Maiden. They're your gods.
You can trade a trigger for a 2 too.
Okay, fair enough.
Wealthy in the deck.
That's great.
For free! Every turn!
Jumping into... So Ripples, we know Ripples, they're devastating. Second place, beating Ripples, Link Joker, which makes sense rationally to me. Deck was running 4 Universe, 2 Amnesty, 2 Crunch. Big Crunch. We saw a lot. The one thing that scares me is if this deck ends up being good, this deck is once again a deck that has, it's about a 50-50 spread between old stuff and new stuff. CBD, obviously old. Colony Maker, obviously old. Palladium, I think, is in here.
Should be.
Only like 2 of them, but still old.
That's fine.
But it's also running new PGs. It's also running Photon. Photon's gonna be your hard card to get here.
Oh my god.
Because Photon's also from that same, from the second Link Joker Trial deck, or Legion Rare.
If I'm not mistaken, Japan got an easier Photon than us. It came on the movie poster, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it did. No. Yes.
Yes,
no.
It did.
Yes,
it did.
So, pretty interesting altogether.
Same reason why we have the only way to get the alt art blaster blade is to get
Legion Rare. Yeah.
It was a triple run Japan, I think.
So all in all, this deck is not surprising to have beaten Ripples, just because...
I mean, you log the front row and they lose a lot of value.
Yeah, and then they can't do the thing they were trying to do.
Yeah.
And then you just win. And then if they do decide to go into the grade 3s...
You still get that luck, and then you still lose. Ask Ryan how hard it is to just beat Mech only stuns. Locks are worse. With Aqua Force.
It's pretty hard to beat.
Can't do anything. But beating Link Joker... actually being pretty surprising to me was Narukami Turbo shifting once again to Turbo.
I have no idea.
I mean, what does Link Joker do when you remove all the rear guards?
They cry.
Yeah,
tears of pure sorrow.
What happens when you then hit them for big damage the next turn after they haven't been able to recover?
They die.
Yeah.
So this deck actually didn't make one. I kind of respect this guy because he was using gold, like OG Narukami PG.
Oh, not bad.
He was using gold. he also was using the new support, like the grade one that they got,
yeah,
as well as using the critical that they got,
yeah,
as well, surprisingly enough, using a one of tech Eradicator Stride.
Okay.
The finished blow.
I mean, if you have enough Sky Beats and you know that they're kind of guarded, you might just cheese them.
Cheese them for win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have, because it does play Sky Beat Dragon.
Yeah.
Which
so,
retire something for Sigurd.
I was pretty surprised. No Shadow Stopped. I was pretty surprised. Royals, it seems like Royals might be out of their way now. Shadows, I think we'll see them come back.
Again, we have not. We don't have the full spread. We don't know.
We don't know. This is also Japan. So weird things tend to happen in Japan.
Yeah, weird shit happens. Weird shit happens a lot.
Either everything is terribly unsurprising in Japan, or everything's really surprising in Japan.
Yes.
I mean, if the field looks like,
okay, here are the three rogue decks, and everyone else played Shadows, and we're going to be like, whoa, what happened here? But if it's like, well, all the Shadow players were sick that day, then we'll be left wondering, okay, why did they
let us all remember that Pale Moon was the thing that won their Nationals ages ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So let's take everything with a grain of salt. This is interesting. Let's see more tournaments come out. Let's figure out what happens.
Yep.
But now this is two tournaments
also,
that we've seen where Ripples...
Was it best of one or best of three?
I think it was best of three.
Yeah, that actually changes things.
If it's $1,000, I would hope it's a best of three.
Hey, man, that changes things for us, and you know it.
Next topic on the list, before we move on to our last topic. Next topic is this last weekend, when you see this, it's either going to be the last weekend or last week. Either the new comic booster's out or the sneak peek just happened. Either way, we're not hearing much noise about it. And now I feel comfortable with us talking about what we feel about this set overall.
Oh, do you mean GBT 5?
Comic booster.
Which one?
The leaders and Alfred. Alfred booster.
Dude, that's out now.
No, the sneak peek was just Sunday.
Alright,
so... Set drops. When this comes out, the set would have just dropped.
It's 2 weeks before or it's a week before?
It's a week before.
So, it should be already on sale 1 week.
It's either out or the sneak peek just happened. I don't know exactly when the stage
is. It's probably out.
Yeah, it's most likely out. Either way, you're not hearing anything because nobody cares. Weep womp. You can't banish Delete enough, and the Alfred support was not what I wanted. Go out and get the grade 2 that can CB1 search out of 6K and call it a day, boys. I mean, does anyone else want to add anything? I mean, that set was so meh. I think we can all agree that set was meh.
Deleters is kind of cute.
I like the lore behind that entire set, because I got to see who Blaster Dark was before he was Blaster Dark, actually. And I got to see Blaster Blade before he was Blaster Blade. And I got Blaster Javelin normally before Blaster Javelin was Blaster Javelin. I think it's really crappy that his name is Blaster Javelin normally, though. It's a really bad name.
Right. And have Swordsman of Light, that other guy who had a spear.
Hey, man, it's you got Swordsman of Light, Blaster Rapiolola.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a blaster, that's a good one.
Yeah, okay, chuck it in MLB, call it an A.
Yeah!
Who religious souls ever go?
Hey, man, you know what's really cool? Getting that Wingo Brave turn one.
Hey, man,
you can't stop me, my time is now.
I am all about doing that, Jorge. However, I think the set as a whole is pretty disappointing. I think we can all agree that.
I'm not spending my $35 on
it. Oh, I'd really get another box of Sword Boys.
Yeah, let's do it. you thought it was a box opening of comic booster. But it was actually more Token Rambo.
You know, I don't think anybody will complain about that because Token Rambo cards are just beautiful.
They are really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So,
here at Demo Solution, we really like the Sword Boys.
We like the dudes.
Jose likes the dudes.
Jose likes the dudes.
I like the dudes. Anyways, the set was meh. Will I build an Alfred deck? A lot of people ask, will I build it? Because I do like Alfred, as you might know.
Since I taught him how to play.
Love Alfred. I will probably build an Alfred deck, but you will never see me play it in a competitive tournament.
CFA stream with Jorge.
So,
plug. Shameless plug.
I don't see many cards being expensive from the set, or being incredibly expensive because people just aren't going to buy this set. It's going to go one or the other. Utterly disappointing. I think that's where I leave that one. I give this set a C-. And that's because It's aggressively average.
You hear that on the mail, put it on your website.
You know what? As time goes on, the Magus EB seems less and less worse because the other Magus is actually a card.
Like, this could
if
be Bushi one of the worst
anything,
EBs.
Just get four of everything from now on and you'll be set for life. Oh, this set is crappy.
I'll wait 10 sets later. I'm that far forward thinking.
Your beard is like all the way down here. Deleters are finally relevant. And I've been waiting all this time.
Okay, so last thing I want to talk about is first things first, we like to hear a Team Absolution. We want to try and give credit where credit is due. So, Bray V. Decker, that is his forum and blog alias. I will not give his real name for his own secure reasons. Bray V. Decker, check out his blog, check out his forum stuff. He has actually, once again, ran the statistics, excluding some missing data where we just don't have information on the tops. But all the regionals are over. They are done with. We now have the official top eight. Well, not official, but we have an unofficial done by the end of the game. Top eight of all the Bushiroad World qualifiers. World Championship qualifiers. So, there
are... That's a sliver. Jose, can you tell me what that is?
We're missing Manila and Vancouver, just so you guys know. So we're missing 16 spots. Even still, doesn't really change much. Now... You've already seen this big green sliver here.
Oh, tell me what the big green sliver is.
So, according to Brave V. Decker, and his, I'm hoping your math is right, I actually have to look at the spreadsheet, looked like there was no errors there, except for missing data. 41 out of all the tops, which in this pie chart is more than 25% of the tops.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Goes to our boy, and I respect that he put it in green and not like black, Shadow Paladin.
Surprise!
Hey guys, I seem to have remembered I wrote an article with this argument. It didn't go well.
So,
I feel some vindication now.
Shadow Paladins had more tops than...
The next three?
Almost the next three.
Almost the next three.
Almost the next three combined. Hey. Combined.
This is throughout all of regionals, so remember all those sets that dropped between regionals? Yeah, Shadows just went straight up.
So, at 41, the Shadow Paladins, we got 15 Royals, 15 Aquaforce, and 12 Kagero respectively. That's 42.
That's
tops. In between those three clans.
Let's remember that this is, you know, when GPT-01 was in vogue, and, you know, Kyra was good, and GPT...
No. GPT-01 was not in vogue. This isn't Team League. This is just singles.
GPT-02 was in vogue, though.
GPT-02 was in vogue.
Yeah. When Aquaforce supposedly stamped the meta.
Yeah. And then, you know, Shadow's just sort of like, nah, I own this meta.
There you go. Enjoy your...
After Kagero with 12, it kind of dips to 9, then 8, and then I mean, Bermudas did surprisingly with 9, taking in they came out late in the game. Nova Grapplers just weren't that impressive. All in all, this only continues to affirm the fact that...
Shadows are dominant.
We have a 3 to 4 deck meta, depending on how you want to count it.
That's perfectly normal.
One of them is way better than the others.
And one of them is clearly stronger than the other three. And if we were to break down each one of these, you know, the three decks in order, so Shadow Paladin, Royal Paladin, Aquaforce, Kagero, we will see that Shadow Paladin has the most old stuff in it.
Yep.
By far. Has, I think, okay, Diablo, the Strides, which we have to exclude. I think it's unfair to say that because there's no old Strides. Yep. But it has the Strides, and aside from that... It has maybe one card, depending on build, one or two.
Kagero actually probably has the most old stuff.
No, it's Shadow Paladin. Shadow Paladin runs 0 to 2 old
new cards in the main
cards
board.
In the main board.
I'm trying to think what Kagero would have that's new at all.
The Unflip PG if they run it.
If they run it.
Lava Flow.
Lava Flow, which is the Stride Fodder.
And the X.
Oh. So, yeah. So, and then you know, Aquaforce and. Royal Paladins, while running, I would say, a 50-50 spread of old to new stuff, depending on what you're playing. Either way, that's sad. So, the strongest deck in the game is also the one with the most old cards.
Go figure.
So, that's Damage Check, guys. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Please shout out to our sponsor, Ideal808.
Ooh.
Check them out, buy your singles, do all that kind of stuff.
The new poopy sets are coming. Buy your singles
on
Ideal808.
Like us on Facebook, Subscribe to us on YouTube. Check out our video games channel. Check out Jorge's Twitch. Absolute Twitch. Absolute Jorge. Absolute Twitch. Absolute Jorge. We'll see you here next time on Team Absolution. Peace.
Bye.